USA.
Yeah, very timely advice. We all need to wash our hands. Bob Tarlow's in the United States of America. Morning, Bob.
Good Friday morning, Millsy. The COVID-19 statistics get shockingly higher by the day in this country. Nearly 1,100 people have lost their lives in the U.S. during the outbreak, according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University. The grim milestone comes as the number of confirmed cases in the nation rose to 76,500, and it seems inevitable the figure will soon overtake Italy's 80,000 cases. New York State is America's current epicenter. Dr. David Agus on CBS reports on conditions at a hospital in Queens, New York, where they're rapidly running out of space.
If you walk through the wards of the hospital, there are patients lying on gurney. You talk about privacy, there's no curtain. They're just patients lying on gurney. People everywhere just waiting for the hope that they can be seen.
Yet there is one ray of hope here. The extreme social distancing measures may be working, with the rate of hospitalization in New York State slowing slightly. That is not the case out here in California, where public health officials expect we'll soon see New York-sized statistics. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the lead health official in Los Angeles County.
We look at New York and we predict that we could be in a similar circumstance in a few days.
Louisiana has suddenly become the place where COVID-19 is spreading faster than anywhere else on the planet. Louisiana is home, of course, to New Orleans, where Mardi Gras was celebrated just weeks ago. It draws massive crowds. Hundreds of thousands of revelers packed together on Bourbon and Canal Streets. That may have led to the current rapid-fire spread of the virus there. Jobless numbers are soaring here, with 3 million first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, five times more than the previous week. In Washington, that $2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill passed the Senate late last night. The vote 96 to nothing. It's gone on to the House, where a voice vote is expected tomorrow. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I feel certain that we will have a strong bipartisan vote.
Trump promises to sign it just after that. It will provide $1,200 payments to most Americans, plus increased unemployment benefits. Businesses will have access to cash, grants, and loans. Wall Street really likes that, with the Dow finishing up today 1,351 points. Millsy and Basil, have a great weekend, and everyone, please stay safe.